So we're going to start with OMB, the federal CIO. Vivek Kundra's office now will only be responsible for these three things: submitting the annual FISMA report, the Federal Information Security Management Act report, to Congress, for developing and approving cybersecurity portions of the president's budget, and for the traditional, what they say, OMB budgetary and fiscal oversight of the agency's use of funds. And this is the other part, for the coordination with the cyber coordinator, the White House, Howard Schmidt, on all the policy.
The coordinator. Yeah, it's a meeting to plan a meeting, it sounds like, almost.
Well, the coordination with the coordinator of all the policy issues related to those three other responsibilities.
Yeah.
So traditionally, as you know, and as our listeners know, OMB has been responsible for all the cyber, the budget, the policy, the oversight. Well, now they're just, you know, kind of just involved in the pushing the paper and the budget area. The cyber coordinator, Howard Schmidt's office in the White House, now takes over all the interagency processes for cybersecurity strategy and policy development. Again, something that OMB has traditionally done. And now the oversight piece moves to DHS. They will ensure that their agency is compliant with FISMA. They'll serve as the principal White House official to coordinate interagency cooperation. Let me start that over, because we have to be sure we're getting this right. The White House coordinator also will oversee DHS's efforts to ensure agency compliance with FISMA, and the White House coordinator will serve as the principal White House official to coordinate interagency cooperation with DHS's cybersecurity efforts. And now to move to DHS. It will primarily be responsible for the operational aspects of all cybersecurity for federal civilian systems. That those are the fall within FISMA. Now, if you go into the U.S. Code 44-whatever,
right,
you'll see that there's a specific breakdown of how it works. But basically, national security systems, DoD systems, intelligence community systems really fall outside of this these new roles and responsibilities. Now, some of the bullet points: DHS will oversee the government-wide and agency-specific implementation of reporting on cybersecurity policies and guidance. They will oversee and assist the government-wide and agency-specific efforts to provide adequate risk-based and cost-effective cybersecurity. They will oversee agency compliance with FISMA and help with OMB in analyzing what those FISMA reports say. They'll oversee agency cybersecurity operations and their incident response and provide assistance where necessary. This is all very interesting because, if you remember, OMB signaled this change back in April when it issued the 2010 FISMA guidance, where it, you know, basically gave DHS a much larger role in monitoring agency systems.
And so handling the DOD, that role in DOD oversight, is the new
Cyber Command. They're both defensive, and then the NSA deals kind of with that offensive. You know, we don't want to say that too loud, otherwise, you know, they'll hear.
Right.
But the idea behind this is DOD and the intelligence community are kind of separate, but they're still part of the entire umbrella, but they're going to oversee their own system separately.
Okay. So why did OMB decided to put this out now? I mean, seems there's a lot of talk on Capitol Hill about this issue, right?
Absolutely. It does seem a bit maybe odd, maybe timing-wise, that the memo would come out now. And in many ways, it came out very quietly. In fact, Howard Schmidt, the White House cybersecurity coordinator, he spoke yesterday at the AFCEA Washington, D.C. Cybersecurity Symposium. You know, you figured he's going to mention it, right? But no, didn't mention it. Hmm. But I did catch up with him after his speech to ask him why the memo came out.
Everybody interprets things differently, which is why we're looking to make sure there's clarity out there on the stuff that people need to be doing.
Now, interestingly enough, he 25
Not
minutes
very of extensive comment.
Exactly.
Wow.
25 minutes of speaking. You just signed the memo out the other day, like, yeah, 2 days ago. It's dated July 6th. Didn't mention it once. Hmm. So I asked him that same question you posed about whether OMB is kind of trying to get ahead of Congress in some ways.
Strictly related to the work that we're looking to do with the agencies out there, just for clarification.
As you can see, he doesn't have a lot to say. He doesn't say why the memo's coming out. He was in a rush. I give him that credit, because I think he said his phone was buzzing all during his speech and the White House was calling or somebody. But the point is you would think that this would be you want to get the message out, want to make sure the audience, the vendors specifically, it's a big vendor conference, they would know the new roles and responsibilities. So it leaves me a little... offers me a couple questions, I guess. Yeah. I got to catch up with OMB about.
Was there any kind of general reaction to this? Have agencies or any concern there?
You know, most people haven't even heard of it. I talked to a few people around the conference. One agency person said, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. Kind of, yeah, it was expected. But at the same time, this person works in cybersecurity, and they probably have seen drafts of it. So, but a lot of vendors haven't known about it. In fact, other reporters didn't know about it. Again, this came out real quietly, and it'd be interesting. Let's see next week what people start saying. I know DHS is ramping up to fulfill these new responsibilities and requirements, and they're not going to have trouble, but finding the qualified people is always a very tough thing to do.
Yeah, and a lot of... I know folks are watching all those bills on Capitol Hill, what, 40-something bills, and some of them deal with, okay, what is the role of the cyber coordinator, and specifically, what goes to DHS?
Right, the two big ones, the Rockefeller Snow,
right,
deals specifically with the cyber coordinator, and the Collins-Lieberman the Carper bill that's being pushed through is also deals with both, gives DHS a bunch of new responsibilities, a lot of them that are in this policy, and talks about the cyber coordinator's role. So that's why I asked the question about, is this, are you kind of trying to get ahead of the Congress a little bit? And, you know, part of me wants to say they are. I mean, they, you know, but part of me also says, well, they did signal these changes in April. Hmm.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You're going to have more online.
We have more online. My story on federalnewsradio.com. You can also link to the memo so they can read it themselves.
There you go. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Oh, I got to ask you quickly, because next week we're doing this cool government job series. All week we're talking to cool government jobs. And in fact, Monday morning on the Federal Drive, they're talking to a dolphin trainer who works for the Navy. What a great job is that. And Monday afternoon, we're going to talk to...
Nara.
The somebody who has actually touched the Constitution.
That's awesome.
I mean, imagine.
Amazing.
You got to talk to somebody, too.
Right.
You were showing me the photos, too. We're going to have photos online.
We'll have a whole gallery, even the lady who touched the Constitution, yeah. See her doing it. My story is about the Customs and Border Protection Directorate, CBP. They're government employees who climb communication towers to fix them. Now, these towers could be as little as 60 feet. There's one tower out in the Southwest that's 1,580 feet in the air.
And you were telling me when we were looking at the photos that they climb part of it, and then there's what?
Take an elevator to about 1,400 feet, and then they climb the other 100 feet or so to get to the top. And they do it in all kinds of weather, the heat, the wind. We have great pictures of people doing it in the Northwest border and encased with ice, and they're chipping away the ice to get to the fix the communications. It's a great story. The gentleman I spoke with was just a fascinating person.
And I've done a couple of the interviews, and the people these are people who are just really love what they do.
I mean, that's the best part I think about this so far, that what we've experienced and what our listeners will experience next week, is you're really talking to the people on the ground. Yeah. A lot of times we talk to the big wigs, the political appointees, the people who've been in government and making the decisions, but these are the people who are every day making a difference in so many ways, and they don't get a lot of recognition as being federal employees.